Well, here we are with another release of the Investors Houses blog post in audio format. As you've noticed, if you've listened to both and read the post, it's slightly different in the audio format, so hope you're enjoying this. On to the post. So just the other day, I received an email from a colleague with REMAX's Western Canada's news release from September. I guess I'm not on their mailing list, otherwise I would have received it as well. So I'm wondering who I may have to talk to. What I found in it was two big announcements. The first was that the Canadian housing markets buck recession and trend upwards. The release went on to say that the worst of the recession was over. Real estate markets in the major Canadian cities are poised for growth in the final quarter now. I think that's great news, but I think it's just a little bit too optimistic. While it's true many of the major cities have seen significant growth in sales percentages, much of it has been stimulated by the increased affordability. This has been brought on by the low interest rates, and nationally, house values have actually increased by 0.5%. Now, this doesn't sound too earth-shattering, but when you compare it to what's happened in the U.S. market, we have done phenomenally well. Also, when you consider during this last year of the recession that real estate held its value, you have to find that's quite heartening as well. This was just an average, of course, and only represents the last 12 months, which I am painfully aware of, as I have several properties that I am still waiting to recover from their values, which we purchased in 2007. We still have to wait a few more years before the local markets can recover back to the peaks we had seen in 2007 for local real estate pricing. The second part of the announcement for me was that they quoted an Angus Reid omnibus survey that asked, "In which do you feel more comfortable investing your money right now, the stock market or real estate?" And surprisingly, 77% of the respondents all chose real estate. That's a pretty surprising number for me, because when you get down to it, many people talk about investing in real estate, but it's just a chosen few who actually take action and do take the time to invest on their own or pursue someone else to help them, like ourselves. It's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds over the next year and how many people actually jump into the water, so to speak. As for my take on the announcement being perhaps a bit optimistic, our real estate market has been incredibly tricky for anyone to forecast for quite a while now, but at the same time, it's also been quite consistent through the last quarter of the year over the last 10 years. As we move closer to the holiday season, winter sets in, people just aren't thinking about a new home or even moving as much. Traditionally, both sales and listings slow down, and during December are actually the lowest of the year for both any new listings and sales. My thoughts are this year may even be a little bit tighter than normal, as people aren't really ready to call a recession over, no matter what press releases they read. People just seem to be a little more cautious right now, or filled with even more uncertainty about what will happen over the next few months. Will rates go up? Australia was already the first major nation to announce an increase in their bank rates, so it's a possibility Canada could follow. It's just a matter of how soon. It's not something we should expect right away, but it's something that's just on the edge of people's periphery. Also, will the federal government blow up? What's going to happen? Will there be a call out of the government and we get another election? Also more problems for the economy if that happens. Or could Alberta's government beat it? Look at all the problems we're having here recently. So many questions, so many concerns, all with no real answers. Now, I'm not saying the markets are going to start declining right away. Far from it. I just sense it's going to be slower for this next quarter, and we'll probably just have a nice balanced period, sort of a rest period as the market coasts along and grabs a little breath. Once we move into 2010, though, I'm expecting some definite positive market growth. By that time, we should be feeling even more upbeat about the economy. We should have a better idea about where interest rates may be or may be heading, and we will see even more renewed optimism in the province and across the whole country. I personally cannot wait for 2010. It's going to be a wonderful time for new growth, new opportunities, and newfound enthusiasm for everybody, or at least for those willing to embrace it. I've always felt the last couple of years have been a weeding out process. It's provided an opportunity for people to review where they are, what they've been doing, sometimes by decisions out of their control, and time to make some incredible changes. A dear friend of ours was just let go after 20 years at the same job. Can you imagine what that was like? You know, first off, 20 years. It's amazing that somebody had a job in the same company for 20 years. But what we have to look at now is she's taking advantage of this time, this opportunity, in our eyes, to find out what she really wants to do. It's something more people should be doing, but they get so caught up in their day-to-day life, they miss the positives that are right out there in plain sight if you have the right mindset. Now, I've gone off topic a bit, but it's back to my point that 2010 is going to be a very important time. By all indications, it's going to be the resurgence of the economy, the recession will be mostly over, if not officially over. And during this time, there's going to be many opportunities for people who are willing to stick their necks out a little bit and take some chances and move forward. So I just don't want people to look back and say that, you know, the growth of 2010 surprised them. Anyway, there's my recap on what's going to happen for the next little while. Hope you enjoyed it. Love to get your feedback. We hope you enjoyed this edition of the Investors Houses audio blog post. If you're looking for more information about the Calgary, Alberta real estate market, please visit us at www.investors.houses.ca. That's houses, H-O-U-S-E-Z, or email us at info.houses.ca. Once again, H-O-U-S-E-Z. Thanks, and have a great day.